Hello, hello. Let's see if this is all working. This is working. Hello, hello. Here we go. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode. Today is 7:02, The Role of Men. Fuentes confronts Shapiro. Today, I have an extra special episode for you. I think a lot of men will find this very, very helpful. It's all about the social sexual hierarchy, and there's a lot of teachable moments here, and I think it will hit and ring true to a lot of men that haven't been taught a lot of this stuff in their life. You may or may not know that Nick Fuentes confronted Ben Shapiro and his family on the sidewalk. But before we get there, we have to talk about what it means to be a man and what men are. And what the social sexual hierarchy is, and how two different people can view an event completely differently, and why. Very interesting stuff. All right, I got a funny story for you. First, let's see what we got here. Well, first off, I just sent out a ton of Christmas cards to you bears. I didn't get everybody, and it's only in the United States. We couldn't figure out international shipping on this level. And thank you for all your super chats and letters and everything. I've been trying to keep as many addresses as possible. And so those were all made by hand by me and my wife. I mean, we got the cardstock and everything and all the nice envelopes. But I didn't trust anybody with your info. So I did that all by hand with a little help from Amy. So it's sent with love, and I hope you guys get it. I just sent it off. And as I was doing it, I realized that there's going to be a few in there that have stabbed me in the back in the last week. And part of me was wanting to look through it and not give them Christmas cards. But you know what? May you live 1,000 years. Enjoy your cards. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. But anyway, from my house to your house, thank you very much for being there for us and supporting us and just making this community a really, really fun time. Today, we're going to have to address some real uncomfortable truths, but it is what it is. BB in the house. Yeah, what's up, everybody? All right. Hi, Papa J-Bear. We're going to have to address some uncomfortable truths. I'm not a natural alpha. I'm a natural Bravo, and I'm exceptionally good at being a Bravo, and I'm very masculine. So people have always followed me and put me in leadership positions. You can be a very good leader and be a Bravo. You know, you're a battlefield leader. I'm an excellent leader. I'm not an excellent alpha. And I've let down some of you guys because of my lack of desire to tell people what to do or manage people or punish people or kick people out. You know, alphas naturally love it. Alphas naturally like to manage people. I don't. And I think because I neglected some of my managerial responsibilities, because I am an alpha now, whether I like it or not, there's something in corporations called the Peter Principle. I was talking about it with Vox, where you're promoted to the point of incompetence. And I'm slightly incompetent at alpha. But in this world, there's such a dramatic lack of masculine men and men capable of leadership that I realize this is my role and I'll do the best I can. But we're going to describe exactly what it means to be alpha, bravo, gamma, delta, omega, lambda. We're going to go through it and it's going to help you. It's going to help you tremendously. And I'll tell you exactly why there's been this mutiny in the bears. Oddly, it hasn't affected numbers at all. DLive keeps growing. Unauthorized keeps growing. The people that matter haven't left me. But it's a teachable moment. And that's one thing Bravos, I think, do. You know, Bravos make excellent fathers and teachers. So do Deltas. Alphas don't make the best teachers. They just enforce. Or not just enforce. They just do the most efficient thing they can for the organization. I'm more of a morale leader on the field. You know, I'm the guy, you know, I was captain of my lacrosse team and not even great at lacrosse. You know, I'm a natural leader, but I'm a teachable moment guy. And I like to give everybody a chance, not the best qualities in alpha. And I'm not saying that to virtue signal. It truly is really bad. Like, I messed up a little bit recently with some of this stuff. Where I, when I see problems and storms on the horizon, I didn't want to deal with it. I just wanted to keep crushing. I wanted everyone to feel good and just keep rocking. But that's a terrible quality for Alpha. And we'll get to it. There's some uncomfortable truths we have to face. All right. My ducks are having a blast because we've been getting inches of rain every day. That's why I'm outside. I don't know if you guys can hear the rain, but it's a very relaxing sound. So Frog Hop Pond is back in full effect. The ducks are incredibly happy. Here's a really funny story about goats. So we have the male area, and that's where Chad and Nick Fuentes are. I'm going to change his name from Nick Fuentes because Nick, the castrated goat, I called him Nick Fuentes because he's castrated, but he's actually a great Bravo for Chad. He's not a Gamma. He's a great goat, so I'm going to rename him. But so Chad is the impregnator, and so we have Gary is the eunuch that hangs with all the women, you know, and he's a good goat. But Gary looks – I can see it happening from here already. So Gary looks exactly like his sister Daisy, right? I'll show you a picture. So that's Gary and Daisy. Okay, Daisy is in heat. Daisy has been spending a lot of time over by – the fence where Chad can see her, and she's been flopping her tail. So today I picked her up and put her in with Chad, and Chad just went to town on her. And you just goats mating. I didn't want to show a video or anything because it's just so gratuitous, but it's really funny. The male goat is like, I can't describe how funny it is. It's like, and they go up and down the female's neck and ear. They're like, and so Chad's impregnating Daisy and I'm doing the goats, and I couldn't stop laughing because, well, I went back and got Daisy back because I couldn't stop laughing because I had this moment of fear. Because I thought I might have accidentally put Gary in there. Fortunately, it was Daisy. But as you can see, Daisy and Gary looking the same. So I'm really glad because I forgot to check to see if she had deeds. And I just assume because I see the tail flapping and everything. But so I put Daisy... But how funny. And I look over as I'm milking the goats. I see Chad just going to town on Daisy. And I'm like, oh, sweet. Daisy's going to get nice and pregnant. She's going to, you know, be able to get milk later. And I just could not stop laughing that Gary may have been in there, but he wasn't. It was the right goat, thankfully. But, yeah, Chad's castrated buddy is awesome to Chad. You know, he keeps Chad company. They both just hang out. You know, he's his wingman. This is a cool picture. The Walter Bridge is finally, it has water underneath it because of all the rain. And Charlie and Walter have just been crushing. Oh, and thank you, Dr. Tammy sent a snow globe with a bear in it, and it plays You Are My Sunshine. It's really cool. Okay, so let's discuss the male social sexual hierarchy and face some uncomfortable realities. So I'm not, this is the last time, hopefully, I have to even talk about these dramatic situations within the bears, but I have to face up my own role in all of it. Is the X marked? Oh, no, it isn't. I'll mark it now. But I haven't, nothing I've said is gratuitous, but now it's X. Chad and Daisy are brother, sister. Yeah, yeah. Hello, Bears. The stream is already hilarious. Yeah. All right, so here's the reality of the situation. So Ty Richards is a Gamma, and that's just a reality. But the way this all started, let me first just show you. Remember when I said now they're going to start going insane? You know, Ty Richards, Captain Cutler, these guys, like, the day I got kicked off Instagram, they all went insane. And then they're like, Owen is a liar, Owen, you know, just, and I was like, it's only going to get worse. This is how bad it's getting. Okay, this is Ty Richards. He says, Oh, this is my backup of my backup. My account will be mass reported, taken down soon by own Benjamin Bears. I'm cloning my content over there. If anything happens to me or my family, it was Coddington or another bear. New promo code, Owen is Manson. You get 50% off anything at store.richards.com. All right. Coddington Bear is the dude who plays the trumpet when I go on stage. He's a very gentle, gentle, sweet boy. That's just madness. And now he's unironically calling me Charles Manson. Okay, this is Ty Ridge. This is a guy that until like a week ago had a wrench and a mod. Okay, just wait. I'll explain everything. I have a role in this. Okay. So Ryan, who does my merch, who a lot of you guys met on the road, has always hated Ty Richards. Always despised him. I tried to just not address how much of a gamma Ty was, but so Ryan jumps in. You're completely full of shit. You came on the scene because you saw money. This is a money grab by you. You are still trying to make money off of him. Let's talk about how you tried to triple dip on the posters for the tour, going behind my back and trying to get paid by Vox, me, and Amy. There's nothing innocent about your motives. You saw dollars. And as far as death threats, if someone gave enough shit to come after you, it wouldn't be made public. Believe me. By the way, you don't want Ryan saying so. Anyway, so what this is, you have a bunch of posters sitting around just like I do because nobody bought the effing things, and you are trying to recoup your money. That's reality, by the way. So Ty then says, and I promise there's a point. I'm not just doing Days of Our Lives for Bears. Yes, he's lost his mind, but I play a role in it, and I'll face reality in a second. Okay, so Ty then says... Okay, bear in mind, hand-drawn bear, all these bears, no one's ever gets paid anymore. I don't even have PayPal. We had to start a Venmo just to pay this freak. More lies from Owen Manson's cult. I design posters for $1,000 normally. He just invented that. Do you know how, by the way, hand-drawn bear is way better of an artist. So are like half the bears. We used his and paid him because he had kids. This freak. I run an agency. I did this poster for free as a fan. Amy and Owen paid me 25% of my value with $250 via Venmo. By the way, my wife is furious at this little rat because he's implying that Amy's cheap now too. It's unreal. And they didn't even want to do that originally. No, we didn't because we didn't have a way of paying you. All right, anyway. Then they rolled the same design into a t-shirt. All right, so it just keeps going. It's like $3,000 market. Ty, you have no market value. None. None. Owen Manson is a cult leader who receives free stuff and endless worship from his followers. He is absolutely a scammer. Now I know. I can post the emails if they really want to do this. I thought I was doing my friends a solid, but nope, it's just a cult that uses people. I thought, that don't matter, Owen, Mr. Manson, we are on to you. We are on to you. Okay, who actually sounds like a cult? Anyway, if you think it's just me, you're sadly mistaken. You are now known. I've got enough money from today's promo code, Owen is Manson, to do full background checks on every one of the diehard bears who are now VFM by default. So you and your entire... Guys, this guy is insane. So this is what he looks like. This is an actual photo. All right, so I'm going to tell you guys the role I played in all this. Okay, this is Ty Richards. Holding his money with that face. With that face. All right. This all started, what a strange person, wow dude Ty is a, this is how it all started. The tough reality I had to face that I did not face is Sing-Along Bear has a jealous husband. Okay, Sing-Along Bear is awesome. She makes great music. She has a husband who gets jealous. Okay? I realized that a while ago. We either have to deal with that situation or I can't promote Sing Along Bear anymore. That's me being a bad alpha. I just ignored it. So Sing Along Bear's husband and this freak and his freak friends all got in a pissing match that just wouldn't stop online. So Sing Along Bear's husband feels threatened. He gets all insane. Ty, Captain Cutler, all these people get just react and react and react like babies, like women. And so it gets to the point where Nathaniel's like, you can't, he's just losing his mind. So I comment, wow, this guy isn't made for live streaming. What a psycho. That was my entire contribution about Sing Along Bear's husband. So when Ty says, I defend him, he's lying. And I just told everybody, stop watching Sing Along Bear Your Husband's streams. There's like 8 people there. He's only doing it because he's insecure. And please don't make drama. We don't need any more drama. The last thing we need is drama. Okay. They refused to stop. And then Ty, Captain Cutler, who's such a coward, he wouldn't even meet me face to face. I didn't even know his name was Albert. He's an Omega, by the way. Just very, very low on the totem pole. All good? I should not have what my wife calls internet friends. So now Ty is calling Sing Along Bear's husband a pedophile because Sing Along Bear's husband called Ty's daughter a whore. So just endless nonsense. By the way, they're both triggered. So they're both saying insane things to each other. Ty and Captain Cutler and that, are calling Sing Along Bear's husband a homosexual and mocking him and all this, and now he feels insecure and he's lashing out. I shouldn't have to deal with any of this, but I just, this is it. Because this all leads me to the main reason of this episode. It's Fuentes and Shapiro. King Gamma against New Gamma. There are no alphas, bravos, or deltas in any of these stories. Okay. So he's now spreading rumors that I am a quote-unquote pedophile defender because Sing Along Bear's husband called his daughter a whore. That's his entire thing. Now he's slandering my wife. Okay, so this, enter Overbear. Okay, so why is Overbear out? Because I am Ty Richards. After Owen Benjamin Comedy took his ban axe to his oldest friend, Captain Cutler. Guys, I've never met Captain Cutler. Captain Cutler came. This is why I am at fault. I should have identified Sing Along Bear's husband as jealous. And I should never have treated these people as friends. It's my fault, and I'm not saying that to be like undercutty. I'm not great at being an alpha. I'm great at being a bravo. I'm a great teacher. I elevate people to what they could be. And guess what? Usually they're right. I'm right. You know, I say I treat people what they could be, not what they are. And a lot, and that's what makes me a great father, a great teacher, because I can look at someone and I don't see what they are, I see what they could be. If I do this with weird dudes I don't really know that well on the internet, it ends like this. Okay, after Owen Benjamin Comedy took his ban axe to his oldest friend, Captain Cutler. Guys, I didn't know Captain Cutler's name, and I've never met him. This is called a delusion bubble. My fault. I should not have brought these people around. His ghost multiplied, and I saw dozens of Cutler sightings within a couple of minutes today. Owen might be haunted by ghost of Captain Cutler forever. Okay, so what do I see? I see Overbear likes it. Overbear's now out. This is my fault. I should have identified this stuff earlier. Okay, so what do I require? I no longer can play Sing Along Bear's songs until her husband has to apologize. Guys, out of this entire mess, the only no fun at all. Some people say, oh, dude, but it's me. I get it. I'm not the best alpha. I should have managed this months ago. After Captain Cutler didn't want to meet me at the Portland show, I should have never mentioned him again and never been like, this guy's cool. I literally should have been like, I never should have put you guys in this situation, and I apologize. I'm trying to make it right. I can't believe the rot you have to deal with. Ah, it's unreal. But I'm getting better at it. I really am. I am an alpha. I'm not born to be an alpha. I have Bravo tendencies, but it is what it is. This is my role in life. Sing Along Bear is talented. This is the reality. She sings the Lemon Song. Her husband is a wreck over attention for his wife. This is a reality of marriages. I don't hate her husband. I don't want anything to do with their marriage. Okay. The only valuable person in this entire mess is Sing Along Bear. I want her to still be able to sing songs. I want her to be able to do live stream for the Bears. I can never play her songs again unless her husband apologizes. That's it. This is reality. I don't want this to be true, but that's just reality. I won't worry about it. BB Spurg's going to Spurg. Yeah, but this is, you know, I elevated these people too high. It's my fault. It literally is my fault. I should never have paid Ty Richards to make a tour poster. Guys, I don't have any money. All the money I make, which is, I'm making pretty good money now. Want to know what it goes to? It goes to building my homestead and paying off my mortgage debt. I have almost no money in the bank. That's just reality, okay? No one needs to know this about me, but just to let everyone know, just to ease the gammas, I'm not rich. The $250 we paid him, we didn't even really have. It's like we are six figures in debt for our mortgage. We were in debt for my wife's education and in debt for credit cards, getting out of Saranac Lake and moving expenses and all this stuff. We're doing fine. Thanks to all of you. Thanks to all the support. We're doing great. I don't keep any money until my debts are paid and my world is fruitful. So when people ask me for money and people spurg out and people act like I'm rich, I'm not at all. They see this rise. That's why I can't stand the, you know, they see this rise in unauthorized. They see how I'm doing well. I am, but I'm not a rich person. 120 slow-mo down. I'm going to take that off. So it's like these people are disgusting. They're seriously disgusting people. So now let's talk about That's an Epic Song. I know. I can't play it anymore. I'm alpha. I can't have fun. It's like, okay, until Nathaniel stops acting spurgy, you know, until he stops firing up the live stream and being like, are you attacking my wife? Are you attacking? It's insane. Listen, I understand what Ty Richards went through. This guy. When people mock your kids, you lose your mind. We're about to get to Fuentes and Shapiro. The one defense I will make for Ty Richards is when this Nathaniel character mocked his children, he went apeshit. Welcome to the fucking internet. Welcome to 2019, Ty. I get it every day, all day. I made a mistake. I put too much attention on people that can't handle it. Sorry, and I mean that. I'm partially responsible for Ty going insane. It's like, it's unreal people even care about how much. Look at him. He's obsessed with money. My problem, which is a strength as a Bravo, a strength as a father, a strength as a teacher, is a terrible quality for being the alpha of people. I don't see what people are. I see what people can be. It's an excellent quality for coach, teacher, father, terrible quality for alpha of an organization. Even though this isn't an organization, it's just dudes making shit. People like Ty Richards are incapable of attention. So he gets mocked by a guy. Big fucking deal. I get mocked all day, every day. People take, and it's like, well, you attack Fuentes, Shapiro, Rogan. They're all giant gatekeepers. That's all that affects politics, guys. That's political. How many times have I fired up the live stream and just talked about random guys? Never. People attack me all the time. Do you ever see me like be like, oh, look at this guy who just mocked my kids? No. So my fault is that I will address is I should never, ever, ever have given any of these people any attention or authority. And I'm getting better at it. I'll teach you right now about what a male social sexual hierarchy is. Okay, here we have an alpha and his bravos. This is from the movie 300. It's a perfect way to describe, because the archetypes are so dead on, right? I'm a bravo trying is like, basically, I'm one of those guys behind Leonidas. Let's say Leonidas, there is no Leonidas. And I'm one of those guys trying to manage the best I can. That's me. Okay? My natural tendency is to follow my brother. There's not very many masculine, honest men in the world. A lot of them are homos. The lambda is very tricky. Crowder, Rogan. Okay, so that's the alpha, and then he has his bravos. His bravos are his lieutenants. My best bravo is Coddington Bear. So I tell Coddington Bear basically what's up. Coddington Bear has an incredible amount of authority and power in my life. He runs my Twitter. 90% of the tweets you see is just from Coddington Bear because I trust him. I've checked it out with more authority, more influence, more everything. He does better. It's the exact opposite of Ty Richards. It's the exact opposite of Overbear. It's the exact opposite of all these people that when given any authority, they just go, oh. His Bravo leads the army at the end. Exactly. Bravos can be alphas. They're just not. Jesus is the alpha. Exactly. That's why I've become more religious in my life. One of the many reasons is I can't function without strong male leadership. The best strong male leadership I've ever seen is Jesus Christ. It's great. It's made me a lot happier. So, but when people say, yeah, Jesus is all of our alpha. No, there are actual alphas. There are people that just are alpha males. They structure societies. They structure organizations. They love telling people what to do. They love being attractive to a lot of women. They love it. I'm not that. I'm doing the best I can. Ty's a fag. Can we move on? You're now banned. I'm being better as an alpha. That guy's gone. Ty's a fag. Can we move on? You're a fag too for undercutting what I'm talking about. Ty's a fag. Can we move on? Hey, average dick bear, you're now banned. I will become better at this. Trust me. In the past, I was never that good at this. All right. So anyway, I love Connaughton. He's a good friend. Yeah, he's awesome. Can we move on? Why don't you go move on? You start your own live stream and you go move on. That was an easy ban. Very easy ban. Thank you, Slap Weasel. Another excellent Bravo. Okay. So who is... So Xerxes, these are two alphas. Xerxes is an alpha. He's not a gamma. Xerxes is an alpha, but he's an inverted alpha. He's the alpha of this world. You know, Leonidas is the nationalist alpha. Xerxes is the empire alpha. Xerxes is the head of the Persian Empire. Leonidas is the head of the nation. They're both alphas. Okay, so who is the gamma? These archetypes are very easy to understand. Okay, I will now show you the gamma. That is the gamma, the hunchback. He wants, so, all right, before I get to that, so the 300, right? So Leonidas has his five or six lieutenants, right? And then he has like 295 deltas, zero gammas, zero. So the lieutenants go, and they go, whoop, boom, boom. And so the Delta's main job is to do the best job they can at their job. I remember in Hollywood, the first time I interacted with a Delta in Hollywood was way early on. It was like 2004. Me and my buddy first moved there, right? And my buddy DeLuca was directing a sketch, and we had this awesome director of photography. And we're setting up a shot, and DeLuca said, how do you think we should do this shot? And the guy said, I don't know. I'm not the director. And I remember it stunned us because Hollywood is so filled with gammas that it's all these men that they're dying to be the next. They want more authority, even though they don't deserve it, right? So Hollywood is filled with waiters and extras and all this stuff where they think they should be the director. A Delta is trying to be the best director of photography they possibly can, the best set designer. They're not looking at the director like, I want to be the director. No, they're just doing their best job. By the way, those make Deltas and Bravos make the best fathers, friends, men. They're awesome. Deltas make everything go. The Delta is the man that says, I am here to do what I do as best as I possibly can. They're not good at giving orders. They're not good at leadership. They're just good at doing what they do. This guy, I knew him for a long time. He had an incredibly prosperous life with a lot of children and was never affected at all by politics or any of that power shit, right? The Bravo is the enforcer to the Alpha and is higher up in the status than the Delta, but doesn't, they don't get to just, not hide, but they don't get the safety of just doing their job. They have to be able to adapt more and improvise. Like when Leonidas tells his five Bravos, like, okay, they're coming this way. Get your guys, blah, blah, blah. You know, that's the Bravo's role. And then so Xerxes is the alpha of the empire. It's all about kneeling. Leonidas is the alpha of the nation state. So, and then the gamma male is the one who wants authority but does not deserve it. There's a whole conversation where Leonidas tells the hunchback, like, you know, we need you at home, basically. You can't, you know, we are as weak as our weakest link. You can't hold the shield. You're too deformed, you know? And my problem is I would have probably given this fucker a shield. That's why I have to get better at being an alpha. Because I would have been the guy that's like, yeah, he's a hunchback, but I think he can crush. And so too many gammas have infested my life sometimes, and that's why it's a skill that I'm acquiring. This is very educational. Love it. Yeah, it'll help your life. When I said this in the beginning, I've Army Bravo and Beta at the same time. Yeah, but Beta Alpha is a whole different. That's a binary set that isn't helpful at all. That only is helpful when you're trying to pick up women at a bar, which is gay. You know, when people are like alpha or beta, you know, alpha male versus beta male, they're typically describing the gamma. You know, like number one or whatever was Jean-Luc Picard. Remember that handsome guy that had 4 stars and was always like, you know, the guy with the beard in Star Trek? That was a Bravo. That's not an alpha. It's a Bravo. Jean-Luc Picard was the alpha. The handsome bearded guy was the Bravo. And then the Deltas were like the black guy with the fucking shades and everything. Leo literally made the same mistake you did. Yeah, no, but see what happened with this guy is Leonidas did the right move and he kicked him out of his army. But that guy went to the other side and said, I know how to beat them. Oh, I just want a status. And that's when the alpha of this world, the Empire Alpha, says, all I want you is to kneel. Because he's not enforcing a higher ideal. He's not enforcing truth, anything. He's still an alpha. Like, that isn't a gamma. That's an alpha. But his alpha is just about power and provincial power. And so that's why this is such a phenomenal movie. Because you have two forces. You have the family alpha, the nation alpha, and then the Empire Alpha. The Empire Alpha doesn't care about people. He cares about empire, power. They're both alphas. The gamma switches sides just to get status. And he is the evil one. Because it's like all the deltas, like, the, you know, that dude, if he was a good delta, he would have been like, okay, I'll be home raising crops. I'll protect your wife. The other gamma character is the one who rapes Leonidas's wife. You know, this is what we just witnessed with me getting kicked off YouTube and Instagram. As soon as the alpha was gone, they all just try to rape his leg. They try to rape my legacy. Literally. I know it's micro and macro, but it's real. So as soon as I was gone, you just see Ty Richards, Captain Color, all these people, you know, the amount of betrayal is just insane. And they're all like, yes, it's our turn to crush. Just like the man who rapes Leonidas' wife while Leonidas is out fighting the monsters. That male always exists. They're always out there, snakes. That's why you need trusted Bravos and Deltas everywhere. Oh, and do you think kingdoms weren't gamma? They were like the Spartans, a warrior race. Exactly. Great stuff. It's fractal, though. There's always going to be gammas. Gamma has not loyalty or honor. Gamma has only ego. The gamma wants to be the alpha, but he is incapable of it. I am capable of being the alpha, and I don't want to. It's like I'm literally the opposite of a gamma. And that's one reason why they despise me so much, is because what is thrust upon me, I don't even crave. And so that drives them insane. Hey, love. Hi. I was just breaking down the Ty Richards situation. I'm listening. You've done a very good job. You think I've done a good job? Yeah, thank you. It's noise, but it is. How funny was that goat story, though?
Hilarious.
All right, love you. All right, cool. The rapey dude also threatened his child, passive aggressive. Oh, yeah, yeah. But they're incapable of direct conflict. Like, when I was around Ty Richards in Dallas, he hugged me, told me how great I was, told me all this stuff, you know, just, you're Big Bear, you're my bear. And as soon as my influence is gone, as soon as he's threatened, he turns on a degree where he tries to get as many people to mutiny me as possible. It's insane. And so he's gone. I mean, this is Ty Richards. This is what his face looks like. This is what he values. And listen, the one thing I will say is, Ty, I understand when your family, when you perceive your family as being attacked, you go insane. I never should have given you any power or influence. You weren't capable of it. You went crazy, and I get it. And just keep making that money, buddy. You know, if you think your posters are worth $3,000, you go get that $3,000. Do you know how much I do these streams for a lot of people? Zero. I do about 2 hours of live streams every day, and about 90% of the people don't pay me. Am I spiteful of that? No, I send a lot of them Christmas cards because I value them. They're my people. Ty is always thinking he deserves more. I had a gamma father, right, who always wanted to be dean. He was a full professor. It's the ultimate gamma hive as a university with tenure, you know, and he'd be invited to these gamma hive. He'd be like keynote speaker somewhere. And he always wanted to be gamma. And he used to always tell me that if he didn't have kids, he would have been dean, because he would have been able to move around and do what had to be done. He was the secret king. And if I didn't have such a good and loving mother, I would have ended up probably a gamma. Because gamma is, a lot of it's genetic. I'm too big and authoritative to ever really be a gamma, but I would have had more gamma tendencies in me. Because my father always felt he deserved more, right? Just like Ty. Ty got paid $250 from a guy who can't do online banking with PayPal anymore, a guy trying to feed his family, a guy who's been kicked out of Hollywood clubs for speaking the truth. But guess what? Ty felt he needed more money. You know? Hand-drawn bear, mountain bear, all these people do everything without even thinking of asking me for money, because that's preposterous. We're building a community, and it's not based on money. Tao sounds like a woman scorned. Oh, it's just disgusting. And so we gave him money. And this is why I've run into problems with people I've given money, because the ones who usually pressure me for money and pressure my wife and Ryan are the ones who hate you for it because they deserve more. I think most boomers are secret. Yeah, thoughts on Nick saying he would never debate you since you are a goof and have no clout? I don't care. Nick is the alt, is a classic gamma. This brings us to our next position, our next point. Nick Fuentes is the ultimate gamma male. Oh, I won't debate on him because I'm way more known than him. More clout? No, because he knows I'd rip him apart. I'd mock him. He only likes to debate. So when he debates like these random college kids or random people with YouTube channels, that's clout to him? He's a mess. He did one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. So everything I just described, right? Everything I just described, 6 million gammas? No, there wasn't 6 million. There wasn't 6 million. Okay, Ben Shapiro is King Gamma. He's gamma with a lot of status. Nick Fuentes is a gamma with almost no status. He thinks he has status. You know, it's like, oh, I get super chats out of the gropers. He's a flash in the pan, man. He's a little crybaby. He won't debate me. He won't debate Vox. I don't even want to debate him. Last time, when he turned me down last time, he called me evil. That's why he wouldn't debate me. Hey, love, am I evil?
No.
Thank you, baby. According to Amy, who's known me for, what, 7 years?
Yeah.
Not evil. She's carrying my third child. Nick has never had sex with a woman. Ty and Nick are the perfect example. The grabbers can be all races. Oh, that's exactly. Ty Richards has no, quote-unquote, Jewish blood, and he claims to be a Christian, and he's a money-grubbing little snake. And these are the things that help freed me from what could have potentially been actual, you know, hatred of a demographic. Because there is an overrepresentation of gammas in the Jewish population because of their family dynamic. And because the Talmud is the ultimate secret king diary. You know, Churchians, Christian Churchians are very, very gamma. You know, it's like, so you have God's law, you have God, you know, you have these obvious realities, and then you have people being like, well, what he really meant to say is this. Do you know why some of these Jews have really, really long sideburns? You want to know why? Because in the Bible it says that you should leave 1/3 of your field hollow, which means don't get crops from it so it can rebuild, get the nitrogen cycle going, right? The Jews didn't feel like, well, this group of Jews didn't feel like they had to do that. They wanted to keep as much as they could get. So what they did is they did it on their face. They said, if we leave these parts of our face hollow, that qualifies as what God meant. So they have these disgustingly long, curly sideburns. This is all true. Fuente's move made people feel, oh, dude, I'm about to defend Ben Shapiro, guys. You're not set on an X-Zone? Yes, I am. Age restriction is on. Fact. The age restriction has been on the whole time. Fallow, right. The truth is just is. Right. It's like when you wrestle with the truth and try to change it, you're a gamma. You know, it's like, and that's what the Talmud is. The Talmud takes, the Talmud permits what the Torah forbids. And that's why you'll see that behavior so apparent. And also, in the Jewish tradition, the woman determines if you're Jewish. You know, like, according, like, if your mother is, if your mother's 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 mother was Jewish and no one else was Jewish, you're considered Jewish because it's passed through the mother. Right? So the mother has this bizarre amount of power and influence in the house. A lot of the men are cucked to money in the Jewish house. And that creates the secret king mentality. But I know Jews that are not gammas. I know many, many non-Jews that are gammas. It's just tendencies. All right, so anyway, please don't defend Shapiro, please. Well, I'm about to. And if you tell me what to do again, I'm going to ban you for life. Talmud is so greasy. Yeah. Okay, so watch what Fuentes does here. Okay, so just bear in mind he also has his token bike thief there, so everyone knows that he's not a racialist. Watch this.
It's great to see you. Why did you give a 45-minute speech about me at Stanford, and you won't even look in my direction?
Hey, he's with his kid.
Come on, I'm
here. Hey.
Only with facts and logic.
Hey, let him cross, man.
Let him cross.
I know you're with your family, but I can't get you anywhere else. A 45-minute speech?
Damn,
that's our free speech.
Okay, so first off, look at his fancy little suit. Look at how short he is. And you have to understand, if I was in that situation, I'd be like, hey, get away from his wife, asshole. And I hate Shapiro. I can't stand Ben Shapiro. Look at this smiley little bike thief. And look at the mob of Gamma and Omega males dressed in little suits, videotaping it. Guys, someone like me or Vox would have stopped. I would have been like, take the kids inside, and I would have fucked that dude up. Fact. But I completely understand what Shapiro was doing there. Because Shapiro was just, he sees a mob. By the way, Merry Christmas, Ben Shapiro. Merry Christmas. This is like, Jewish Christmas came early for Ben Shapiro. Guys, this is how pregnant Ben Shapiro's wife is right now. Okay, I despise Ben Shapiro. In this scenario, I would have Ben's back and tell Nick to get the fuck away from a woman that pregnant. Any man that is not a gamma sees this and hates Nick for it. That's why if you want to defend him, go ahead. And by the way, a ton of people in here that are going to be like, oh, you don't understand, Nick's the future. You're a gamma, you're a homosexual, or you're a woman. You're not a woman, because women hate this. All banned. I don't care if it goes down to me and my strongest 300, and I'm dead serious. I will never, ever comply with gamma male thoughts. Ben Shapiro is out with it. Okay, people are like, yeah, but he was using his kids as shields. He's using his wife. I mean, it doesn't fucking matter. That means that Ben is smarter than Nick. All it means is Ben is, every woman alive, my wife doesn't like Ben Shapiro. She thinks that, he's nasally and weird. Like, she doesn't care about the politics, but my wife would see this and be like, who's the, Nick Fuentes sucks. Like, it's vicious. Like, any woman who's been pregnant knows that this is insane. Leviticus, do not trim off the hair on your temples or trim your beards. I don't know what you're talking about. Do not trim off the hair. Okay, so all the Jews with the real long curly things, but they don't have any beards. What about those guys? You know what I'm saying is reality. It's because of the leaving the field fallow. Guys, I used to live with Orthodox Jews briefly. I know a lot about their fucking religion. Like a bizarre amount. We used to have a mezuzah on the door because of my one buddy, Ron, who was buddies with DeLuca. Like, I get it. I know they stack the quarters. They don't eat certain foods. It's like really, really intense nonsense laws. It's all nonsense. But it keeps them feeling safe. But it makes them very paranoid and cucked. I know the reality of these situations. And I won't ignore tough truths anymore. Like Sing-Along Bear's husband has to apologize to the group. He doesn't have to apologize to Ty or Overbear or Captain Cutler or any of these gammas. He has to write me a letter, handwritten, and it has to say that he won't cause drama in the Bears ever again and that he loves his wife. And if he does that, I'll play Sing-Along Bear's songs more. If not, I can't. It's bad for the group. Sing-Along Bear is a jealous husband. I have to react to that. Fuentes is a complete jackass. Guys, you have to understand, Jewish people require the victim narrative to push their shit, right? This is a Jewish Christmas present to Ben Shapiro. Okay, guys, I know how sneaky they are, but even me, I watched this and my first instinct is to protect Ben's wife, protect Ben's kids, and fuck Nick Fuentes up and all his little buddies. His little token bike thief, just so MTV knows that Nick's cool with the brown guys. And then all the ugly guys with the suits who are all virgins and they blame everything on their existence on Jews and black people. Literally. Like a lot of those white guys there, they've never had sex. You know, they're not trying to get married. They're wearing suits to try and elevate their status. When they don't have any, they're incels. And I root for them. But the reality of the situation is they're putting their blame on someone who doesn't matter. Nick Fuentes is not a leader. He's short. He's wearing a homosexual outfit. And he's not following the rules of man. And guys, I don't care. Any man in here that says, well, he couldn't get to Ben any other way. Ben's hiding behind his kids. Get out. You are a gamma fucking male. Any man in the social sexual hierarchy sees that scene, and they immediately side with Shapiro. Guys, I'm defending Ben Shapiro in this situation. Ben has attacked me like he's attacked Nick without saying my name on stage. Same thing. Like, what Nick's mad about? Guys, Ben did the same thing to me in the same speech. He made fun of me for doing my anti-Semitic moon conspiracy songs and the mammals. He was referring to the Bears. Like, yeah, I made fun of him, and I'm like, yeah, say it to my face, Ben. Fuck you, Ben. Not his pregnant wife. Are you insane? Nick Fuentes is a gamma male. Ben Shapiro is a gamma male. Ben Shapiro is king gamma, though. That's why he has a relatively attractive wife and he has children, because he's king gamma. Fuentes has his mom. He has a bunch of goofy ass fucking white dudes in goofy ass suits trying to pretend to be daddies when they're nothing. And a smiley ass bike thief, just so that everybody at MTV knows it's not racial. Nick Fuentes would never do this to me or Vox or anybody that actually has masculinity. It's a gamma war. It's gamma on gamma. Gamma war. You think Shapiro would do this, or do you think Fuentes would do this to me? No. Gamma males are obsessed with non-confrontation. Right? Ty Richards, I saw him in person a month ago. Did he say any of this shit? Did he call me a pedo lover? Did he call me? No. He said how great I was. He said, I've done such good work. I've really helped him in his marriage. All this stuff. They're conflict avoidant. Nick Fuentes, conflict avoidant. Ben Shapiro, conflict avoidant. Ty Richards, conflict avoidant. Owen Benjamin, not conflict avoidant. And I know my buddy Ryan, not conflict avoidant. Like, how tall is Ty? Well, it's his facial hair. It's his. He didn't even attack a masculine figure. Dude, and by the way, that just gave the Jews and the neocons ammunition for everything. It's like, it's almost as if, I was talking to somebody about this, it's as if Nick Fuentes is working for Ben Shapiro. There isn't actually this anti-Semitic thing happening. It's not real. That's fake. You attack war, you attack opioids, you attack porn, people call you anti-Semitic, they kick you off everything, it's all non-confrontational, they say, oh, terms and conditions, right? What Fuentes just did is the archetype of anti-Semitism. You have a Jew with his pregnant wife holding an infant, and you have a group of white guys in suits. It's almost like they're doing a fucking Photoshop to get Shapiro to get a fucking victim narrative. Do you now see why I've always told everybody that Nick Fuentes is a snake? Nick Fuentes was at Charlottesville. Ty, you met BB, is ungrateful. You get, oh, it's unreal. And he won't stop. He won't ever stop. So just get the fuck away from Ty. Get away from Overbear. Get away from Captain Cutler. They're all snakes. And part of it was me not identifying these things earlier. Anytime someone wants money from me, status from me, anytime people get a little too crazy with the banhammer, you know, they get a little addicted to power, anytime people try to subvert, anytime people ankle bite while I'm talking, like if I'm talking about, you know, this and someone with a wrench is like, no, I think actually, you know, Fuentes did exactly what needed to be done. Gone. That behavior is, it always ends like this. And my instinct, ironically, this is the irony of all of it, is not to ban. My instinct was always to be like, oh, they'll get better. Just, we'll have a talk off screen. I've had a lot of those talks off screen. It doesn't get better. What did Gamma Nick say? Just watch again. What are the chances of stage? 95? 90? It couldn't be better for Ben. And now it's like a honeypot. You got Alex Jones, all these guys defending Nick. It just subverted the entire thing. And then you got dudes like me and Vox being like, this is crazy. Because it is. It is crazy. And it's showing the normal Americans that there actually is a group of retarded looking white guys in suits attacking a Jew with a pregnant wife. And the Jew did the right thing by just getting his family away from the retarded looking white guys in daddy suits. It's as if it was scripted. And guys, 3 years ago, before I understood how a lot of this stuff works, false narratives, all that, I would have secretly been okay if, like, the Jews were like, we have to seriously do something about this problem. Before I knew what was really happening with all this political nonsense and neocons and all that, I would have been like, yeah, back when I was still under the $6 million spell, I would have legitimately, me, I'm a discerning dude in a lot of ways. Not with gammas, I get it. But I would have probably been like, yeah, Jews need our support. I'm dead serious. Happy Kwanzaa, Shapiro. Happy Hanukkah, buddy. And just FYI, Shapiro, I know you don't care either way. You just see it as a way to get power. I would have had your back, buddy, even though I despise you. Your pregnant wife deserves protection. It's just what it is. Fuentes was begging for a monster throat. Dude, every guy in here that's actually a man, it doesn't matter how much you hate. Dude, it could have been Charles Manson with a pregnant woman. If someone attacks a guy holding a kid and a pregnant woman, perfect example, Waco. I side completely with the Branch Davidian in that conflict. They killed kids. It doesn't matter how much people tell me, oh, it was a cult, he was fucking all these people, he was running drugs. All I see is a little kid being blown up by the government. That's all I see. I would back Branch Davidian in that conflict. Because it's like, the government went after a guy with a bunch of kids. And with Nick Fuentes, he now... This is why really watch out for these people. It's like Nick Fuentes is now trying... The powers that be want him to represent natural, organic, family-oriented, true American nationalism. Not empire building, not Jew hating, not like all this fucking nonsense, not talking head, not like, we gotta... Just... They want Nick Fuentes to be the voice of young white America that now will not have jobs, and baby boomers kind of took their future. So what do they have? They have a potential female to male trans. I don't know. Either that or just gay. Or just a gamma, like a gamma to a degree I can't fathom. A 22-year-old living with his mother who dresses like a fucking a cokehead from the 80s. Just attacking a Jew with his pregnant wife on the street. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Ben Shapiro. You got me and Vox Day, two of your biggest enemies, to back you. That's how bad Nick fucking Fuentes is. And if you back Nick in this, you're all banned. Why? Because you're gamma. I woke up because of Waco on Ruby Ridge. Yeah, there's no right. They had no right. And it was the element of children that really did it for me. It was like, because when I was still, everyone's still under some spells. We're living in a world of indoctrination and propaganda. Even under my spell that the federal government was just trying to do the right thing, and, you know, there's a cult out there in Texas and they were fucking crazy and things escalated. The minute you realize that they burn kids, it shakes you out of, like, years of propaganda. Is Nick Mexican? He's Hispanic and Jewish. I mean, he says he's Hispanic whenever he's attacked as being a white guy, and that's why he always has... Because Nick wants to be King Gamma. So it's not about what's true. When people say, oh, you're going to be irrelevant, Big Bear. Nick is the future. I don't give a fuck. Okay, you want to know who I am? I'll show you. I'm one of those guys behind Leonidas. I just don't have a Leonidas. I'm one of those guys that's like, I would rather fucking just hang out with these dudes with the abs and stab these fuck faces and only have 300 of us than be one of these guys, the homos. And so the rhetoric around Xerxes is, you don't have the gold and the women and all the, look at the millions of people we have, and you are irrelevant. You are just fucking dudes with abs and capes in the middle of nowhere. You are, and I'm like, this is Sparta. It's like, how do people not see the difference? This is gamma male Nick Fuentes, right? He's like, but I have the clicks. I'm getting the precious money. I'm getting the, it's like, dude. You're a bitch, and may you live 1,000 years. This is Berta, right? Attention is dangerous. Just leave us alone and grow our food. Exactly. I don't want attention. I don't want to be the head of your faggy little movement, Fuentes. No one does. Watch this fucking video again.
Everybody.
This is free speech. This is, by the way, this guy is a fucking coward. Nick Fuentes is a coward. He only attacks a dude with his pregnant... Oh, you can't find him anywhere else. A, that's not true. You can find Ben Shapiro on the street. And B, you don't have to do it with a giant mob of ugly white guys in suits and a smiley bike thief and trying to humiliate them with video with your pregnant wife. That's such bad male etiquette to the point where, like, guys, I'm telling you, run away from Fuentes as fast as you can. He's a honeypot. It's like Epstein. He's trying to bring in as many people around and be like, he's our guy. If you elevate a man's ego above reality, you'll deserve what's coming to you. This could have legislation around it, guys. This is like when Ty Richards tries to take down Sing-Along Bear's husband, but he made me sad. The reason I go after guys like Fuentes is this could lead to legislation, guys. And a lot of normal, good people will be like, the Jew needs protection from these whites. And how do you not see that? Have you never had a baby? But I've been getting such good optics. That's why I'm going to attack a fucking pregnant... Guys, it would be better for him if he said the Holocaust didn't happen and I just want to kill niggers. If he said that to the Washington Post, that's better optics than this. And if you don't understand it, it means you don't understand families. You don't understand women. You don't understand pregnant women. You've never held the hand of a pregnant woman if you understand this. If it, like he literally might as well have been like, the Holocaust is a lie. It's been lied about by all these niggers. I swear to God, guys, he's more. That's better optics. And so all the incels and gammas will be like, no, but Shapiro's using them as shields. How else is he supposed to get to Shapiro? You know, Nick is our hero. Nick is going to save the white race. No, guys, Nick is a preposterous storyline. Didn't Fuentes do this on the Sabbath too? Yes. No. What's today? I don't even know what today is. No, he did it. I don't know. Nicholas is controlled opposition. He doesn't even know it, I don't think. But it's, I don't know, maybe. I mean, this is so bad. And to see, like, to see Alex Jones defend it, it's like, honeypot, here it comes. Signed, sealed, and delivered. Watch it.
It's great to see you. Why did you give a 45-minute speech about me at Stanford?
Look at all the goofs behind him, right? Look at all, like, that's a mob. And look at the how asymmetrical their faces are. They're all wearing like gay little like Men's Warehouse suits. They're all snickering. Look at these. All right, so this is his gang. This is his big bad gang, right? And so it's a gang of ugly men in suits and one smiley brother who's probably just trying to get a bike. And then, of course, their king, wearing a Tommy Bahama shirt. With a tight, big boy, and then look at these smiley, like, reject men. It's like, oh, I'm gonna get it on tape for my fucking Reddit account. Let me show you. Look at this guy in the back. Like, look at these fucking people, man. All right. Like, look at that guy. That guy's like, we gotta get the Jew, Nick! We gotta get the Jew! We gotta get the Jew! Dude, watch a Fed just drop a bomb to that guy. Holy shit. And look at this. Look at this guy over here. It's like, doesn't everybody masturbate with dolls? I'm not the only one who masturbates with dolls. I can list every single stat about Star Wars. I should be the king, boy. And then that guy right there, the black guy, is like, I just want somebody to leave their bike unlocked. The rise of the Gamma. Revenge of the Nerds is how it was started in this whole pre-programming. Well, watch this from the top again and tell me, you can't fucking tell me you don't want to defend Ben Shapiro in this. I don't give a shit how much you hate him. Look at these people. Ugh. Look at this smiley bike thief. Make America great again and leave your bike unlocked.
It's great to see you. Why did you give a 45-minute speech about me at Stanford? And you won't even look in my direction?
Hey, he was a kid.
Come on, only on facts and logic.
Hey, let him cross, man.
Let him cross.
I know you're with your family, but I can't get you.
Look at Fuentes' shoes. Look at his cut. Oh, my God. Fuentes is so disturbing. Look at his shoes, Ann. You see what I see, boys? Yeah, wait, just wait. Proof. Fuentes is a lesbian. Look at Fuentes' pants. He cuffs his pants and wears sneakers with a suit jacket. I want handwritten apologies. Remember when I said Fuentes was a female to male trans? It's not about defending Ben, it's about defending his family. Right. It's about that scenario is indefensible for Nick Fuentes. I would have taken that as an opportunity to fuck up Fuentes. If I was on the street, I'd be like, Ben, I know we have our differences. But you mind if I do a little Bravo work right now? I would have been like, bike thief, I know you got my... Because what I would do is I have a new bike. So I'd just throw the bike out, and the bike thief would be like, for real? And then all the ugly guys with the phones, they wouldn't do anything anyway. And just, bam! It'd be awesome. And then the hyper-Zionist legal system down there in Florida would have my back. They'd be like, oh, you just beat up this fucking anti-Semite? I'd be like, yes! It would have been awesome! Because that, and, man, I would have gotten some props from the Jews. You know, because that's the thing. It's like, I don't want to take on the Jews and be Jews. They can do their banking and they can start their wars. My whole thing is, make your own food, have a bunch of kids, don't get in debt. All my money goes to paying off debt. I have no money. So it's like, But what I would have done, dude, I would have gotten so much props from all the Jews. This is West Palm Beach, guys. It's all Jews. All Jews. I used to perform down there all the time. West Palm Beach Improv. It's all Jews and Cubans. Dude, I would have been like, Ben, I know we've had our differences, but please let me fuck this guy up right now. Bam! And the dude, roll out the bike. For real! And then the ugly guys with the phones would have just probably started masturbating. And I could have just, I would have gotten away with it. Like, all the police down there would be like, nah, you stopped a hate crime. So much virtue signaling from this group. I'm utterly shocked. WTF. Are you talking about us? Are you utterly shocked? Virgin. You're gone. I'm utterly shocked. Don't use the word utters if you don't want us to know you breastfeed by your mommy. Nick really probably is a female to male. Look at his shoes. Holy fuck, that's gold. Dude, I would have gotten a nod from the cops because, like, let's be honest. Let's just be honest for a second, right? The Jews run West Palm Beach. Epstein was, like, literally raping kids and no one cared. So you know they like Shapiro. Even if they disagree with their politics, they give each other the nod. Because it's like one of the 600 and whatever, rules for being Jews, they're not allowed to attack each other. So as much as I can't stand Ben Shapiro, hands off his wife and kids and shit. I don't even mock them, let alone accost them. So I'd give Ben the nod and he'd be like, I mean, your moon landing songs suck, but I could use a little muscle right now. And I'd be like, fuck yeah, Shapiro. And then I'd have one of my guys, Coddington Barrow, would hit play button and it'd be like, the boys are back in town. Just bam, right? And then I'd take Fuentes' little suit and I'd piss on it. Subaru driver convert. Yeah, Palm Beach County is a sanctuary county. Oh, yeah, yeah. So there's no way that their constituency would ever prosecute me for taking out a potential hate crime situation. Talking to a Jew across the street is not a hate crime. Talking to a Jew, you're banned. Talking to a Jew across the street is not a hate crime. Who cares if his ugly wife is there, you cucks? Guys, we know what you are. You're calling us a cuck. yeah, I'm the cuck. Not these guys. Would you guys like to see what a cuck looks like? That whole crew. Look at them. They're like, if I videotape it, I'll be able to masturbate later. If I video, I'm wearing a suit like my daddy wore. I wore a suit like my daddy wore. I'll be able to masturbate with it later. I'll be able to masturbate later with it if I videotape this. Would you like to see what cucks look like? That's a whole band of cucks. Let's watch that again. And if you're like, hey, guys. Hey, you're talking to a Jew. He had a fucking 8-month pregnant wife and he's holding a little kid. And Nick Fuentes had like 20 guys, including a smiley bike thief. Let's watch it one more time. Look at King Gamma. Nick Fuentes is like, see, this is the problem with gammas, is they only feel strong when they think someone else is weak. Just like when Ty Richards and Captain Cutler and Overbear and these guys, when I was kicked off Instagram, they're like, yeah, let's get him, boys. Get him. I'm never weak. That's where you fucked up, boys. Is it's like, I'll burn the ships. And my good people will stay. And I addressed every situation. Oh, Singalong Bear's husband is too jealous. Yes. You guys had a little spit fight, a little bitch fight, and you wanted me to handle it. I don't want to handle it. I don't like being alpha. You handle it yourself. And now you're going to call me cheap and my wife cheap and Ryan cheap. Fuck you, Ty Richards, you little gamma bitch. Why don't you go follow Nick Fuentes around with your little cuff pants? And by the way, Captain Cutler is such an omega that he won't even show his face. He wouldn't even meet me in person. He just, it's just like, dude, and it's my fault. I should never have given them any power. I'm way too fucking trusting. It's a fault. I get it. All right, let's watch Fuentes again.
It's great to see you. Why did you give a 45-minute speech about me at Stanford? And you won't even look in my direction.
Look at me. Why won't you even look at me? Do you not think I'm pretty, Ben?
Let him cross, man.
Oh, man. By the way, the voice of reason is a Mexican in this case. Good work, Fuentes. Let him cross, man. Look at this guy dart across the street. Look at him. He's like, if I hurry, I can masturbate. Look at this guy.
Oh, oh, if I run real fast, I can jerk off. Oh, I think I can masturbate really fast. Watch this guy. Ready? Oh, I'm going to come. Oh.
All right, watch this. The voice of reason is a Hispanic. Hey, man, he's with his family, bro. Not a good look, white guys.
It's great to see you. Why did you give a 45-minute speech about me at Stanford? And you won't even look in my direction.
Look at me. Am I not sexy?
Let him cross.
I know you're
with your family, but I can't get you anywhere else. A 45-minute speech? Hey, let him cross. Wow.
You see why I don't...
That's our free speech warrior, everybody.
You see why I don't call myself white? That's a band of whites. I'm an American. I'm a Christian. I'm a crusher. I'm a family man. I'm a bear. I'm a legend. That's a band of whites. You see why I have disdain for this shit?
We're only like this because we're white. Everyone's against us. Ugh, I gotta jerk off or else I can't even get past the street.
Nick has a Seinfeld monkey on. Oh, I think he's female to male. And it's literally the voice of reason of masculinity is a Mexican. Hey, man, let him cross, bro. He's with his family, man.
Yeah, but we're white guys who need to masturbate. We need conflict because we hate our daddies.
You're also great. One second. Hey, man. Let him cross, bro. He's with his family, man. That's the voice of reason. Congratulations, white guys. You win again.
We only like this because we're white. If we weren't white, we would get the girls. If we want white, we get the girl. I'm dressing up like my dad used to dress up. My dad watches all the pornos.
It's a business plan to not look in my direction. Yeah, why would you look at a gamma? Hey, Nick, do that to me. I please. Please get your band of retards. Please get the Men's Warehouse crew. Bring the smiley bike thief. Bike thieves think I'm hysterical because I do a lot of, because my joke vibe is very black. I don't know if you guys know that about me. Bike thieves love me. I had a hysterical fucking email today. Where is it? Hey, it was from a bike thief. Man. By the way, the way I act is much more conducive to how, like, country whites and bike thieves. Oh, dude, this black guy said, you shouldn't have said shit about that bike, yo. We coming for it now. I just wrote, ha, 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 ha. So funny. It's like that very masculine, aggressive comedy. Want to know who likes it? Blacks. Want to know who doesn't get it? Gamma whites. Yo. Dude, the bike thief, the smiley bike thief to try and help his optics for MTV would have fucking laughed his ass off him. Dude, the Men's Warehouse crew would have just been like, can I jerk off to this? Ugh. Fuentes is a crypto Jew. They hidden space. Dude, I don't even care about Jews. Is Ty Richards a crypto Jew? Is Overbear a crypto Jew? Is Ghost of Captain Cutler a crypto? It's, are you a man or not? Yes, there's a lot of cryptos. There's a lot of Jew gammas. Fact. Does not mean that there's not an infestation of gammas right now in the whole fucking world. Men's Warehouse crew in their cuck outfits. No, they're literally like, I dressed up like my dad. Maybe I can get my penis to be touched by the girls. If it wasn't for the Jew or the black man, I could get all the girls. Nick Fuentes will help me get the girls. I gotta run real quick back to my hotel room so I can masturbate to the pornos. How many of those? That's hilarious. Yeah, it's true. And my very aggressive style of mockery, want to know who loves it? Blacks. That's the irony. It's like the bike thieves are like, man, you're fucking crazy. Meanwhile, all these fucking, look, we got one of the black people. So that means, no, that guy's looking for a bike and everyone knows it. I have a bike lock and no bike. You can fill in the blanks. Oh yeah, we all know. Owen is a legend American. I am, but I'm not a very good alpha. But I will be better, I promise. I made mistakes. I shouldn't have been so promote-y of someone with a jealous husband. I should have nipped the bud. I should have nipped a lot of this in the butt earlier. I'm a really good Bravo. Very masculine. But I'm not great at running shit. I don't like managing anybody. When people have drama and they bring drama to me, I just tell them I call them sodomites. A farmer Jew is more bravo than a city white. Fact. Like, an Israeli farmer is more my guy than a Nick Fuente or than one of these fucking cucks. And these are things that you don't learn unless you go through a period in your life where you may have been, you know, kind of anti-Semitic. Like, I went through a period where I literally thought that a lot of Jews were causing a lot of problems. And they are, but it's not just Jews. It really is almost like cosmopolitan behavior. And one of the things that's happening in the world is that urban city vibe can take over any dude. It's like there's so many non-Jewish dudes acting like absolute cuck gammas everywhere. Who's your master? Yeah. BB, I love when you stay on a video and drill down deep. Oh, yeah. Let's watch it again. And again, for those of you that don't understand, this is how pregnant Shapiro's wife is. And she's smiling like, oh, look at all these cucks coming at me. Guys, if I was there, I would have given Shapiro the nod. And he would have been like, I mean, just can you please calm down the anti-Semitic moon songs? And I'd be like, no, they do not. This does not mean we're friends. But this is a great opportunity for me to fuck this guy up. And that's the humanity of men. Any guy that sees that video or that fucking group of cuck whites and the smiley bike thief and the voice of reason Hispanic and doesn't immediately understand that Nick is wrong are all gone. I'm becoming a better alpha. Normally, I used to be like, oh, they'll get better. I mean, that's his opinion. That's the irony of this whole narrative. It's like, I'm just saying my opinion. I used to fall for that shit. It's Jews and Jew adjacents, olive branch. And alpha is a natural born leader, but leadership skills can be learned. I'm a natural born leader. This is something, it's not that. Alphas are not just leaders. I am a great leader. An alpha is someone that manages a whole organization. It's like somebody that like wants to tell people what to do and shit. I'm a great battlefield leader. I'm a great morale leader. I'm a great guy that when I first, here's a funny story about me and just the natural leadership ability of me. I visited my brother in England when I was 17. And it was really funny because like everywhere we go, women had just started following me. And like in another country. You know, and they started, I'm not going to say the name that they gave me, but bear in mind, I was a virgin at the time. I had never had sex with a woman. And it was like, it would be like 20 women following me around from like, because you could go to bars there and people were like, what the fuck is going on with your brother? And it's just everywhere I went, women would follow me around. And then like, that's been me my whole life. It's just, what do? I'm like, crush. That's the bravo in me. It's just the on the field, like, just do what you do. That's why I was bad with George at first. Cause I wasn't giving him proper leadership. I was like, he's a dog. He'll do what he does. And people are like, no, you have to give him like strict discipline and routine and all that. I'm like, he will emerge. And everyone's like, no, like my natural leadership abilities, people are just drawn to me and they follow me around. It's been like that my whole life. It wasn't like a game. I had no game with women. They just follow me. And that's it. They're like, hey, that's the guy I want to be around. People, I want to see you do a wedgie on Gamma. Owen is a bravo, is an actual captain, unlike captain. Right, a captain. There's a lot of generals that are bravos. And you look at him and you're like, wow, that guy's a fucking great leader. But they're always looking to the alpha, like, what enforcement do you require? And that's a difference. Like, there's people that genuinely want to manage others and be like, out, this guy's in, that guy's not cut out for this role, get him out of here. I'm like, give him a chance. All right, Shapiro's wife should have thrown down. Well, Shapiro's a gamma. He should have fucked up. He shouldn't have, not necessarily even violent, but just stood there and been like, get away from my wife. BB, can you describe a Megas and Deltas? Deltas make the world work. A Delta is someone who And they make excellent husbands and fathers. A Delta, a lot of you guys are Deltas. A Delta is somebody that takes a lot of pride in what they do. And they don't want to delineate power, and they don't want to make any decisions outside of what they're told. Like when someone's like, okay, you are a stonemason. And they're like, give me the plans, I'll make it great. That's it. They have no desire to even be like that close to the alpha, or they don't want to enforce for the alpha. It's just, you know, they don't want to be CEO. They don't want to be like on the board. They just want to do their job. And they take pride in that. And the better they do their job, the more they feel they're doing a great job. I'm more hunting party Bravo. Like I'm the guy where if there's eight guys hunting, there's going to be the best hunter and I'm his guy, where I'm like, and then all the other hunters trust me and do what I tell them. Owen giving Nick and Shapiro atomic wedgies at the same time. Well, it's just true. Just true. Yeah, a lot of Fuentes' guys were just going, they probably don't even understand how insane this is, because they probably see Shapiro's wife as someone they can breastfeed from. Watch this again. Look at Fuentes. Man, the gamma makes me fucking laugh. It really does make me laugh. Like the swagger when they're like in control, like a passed out girl. I bet Fuentes loves passed out girls. You know, when it's just like, I'm in control of this situation. Then they just, oh, the king. It's a guy holding a kid with a pregnant woman, Nick. You little coward bitch. Watch this again. This is, run. Guys, I'm telling you, listen, do what you want, but run from Nick Fuentes. All you groypers, dude, it's a honeypot. They're all the people defending this behavior are now officially defending people accosting pregnant women. Soccer moms would vote for legislation to protect Ben Shapiro's wife. If you don't see where this goes, you're fucking stupid. Won't affect me. I would never do something like this. It's fucking insane. Watch this.
It's great to see you. Why did you give a 45-minute speech about it?
By the way, sarcasm. Let's break this down. All right, it's great to see you. It's not great to see him. He hates him. Sarcasm with the smiley bike thief. I'm going to get myself a bike. Hang on. Watch this. Here we go.
It's great to see you. Why did you give a 45-minute speech about me at Stanford? And you won't even look in my direction?
Okay, so it wasn't just about him at Stanford. Literally in the same speech, he talked about me. And I don't care at all. I would never do this. If I saw Ben Shapiro with his family on the street, I'd probably just... Guys, I would probably wave. I'd be like, I don't know. Or just not do anything. It just wouldn't even be... This is retarded. And so then he's like, you won't even look in my direction? Like, Q goes to Captain Cutler, Ty Richards, like, well, look at me! You won't even look at me? It's single white female shit. Unbelievably retarded optics. Oh, guys, it doesn't get worse. It's better optics to say the Holocaust is a lie invented by niggers. Dead serious. Then, because at least that's funny. At least if you read that in print, you'd be like, ah, that guy's hilarious. This makes me defend Ben Shapiro. Watch this.
Let him cross.
I know you're with your family, but I can't get you anywhere else. A 45-minute speech? Hey, let him cross.
All the Mexicans saying, hey, man, let him cross. You know what that does? It makes, because this is crazy viral. This video's already gotten millions of views. You want to know what it does to the psyche of America, to the soul of America? It makes normal white women say, you know what? Mexicans are better than white men. Do you not understand how that works? Why people are like, oh, these women, I mean, it's like these women, why won't they like me? Because you're not a man. Women go for strength and honor and resources. That Mexican goes, hey, man, let him cross. He's with his family, S.A. The average woman would say, I would rather date the Mexican. This, you want to talk optics? Watch this.
Wow. Well, that's our free speech warrior, everybody.
Unreal. More sarcasm. He's fucking embarrassing. Guys, women hate this. So gross, hard to watch. Yeah, yeah. This is the perfect episode for all of this. The role of men. Fuentes confronts Shapiro. Because I got to show you these levels of gamma male behavior. Gamma male is an infestation that's happening right now. It started with Revenge of the Nerds. Back then, that used to be a comedy. Revenge of the Nerds. Where it's about these gamma males that they're the secret kings who hate the alphas, right? The actual attractive, hardworking, strong men that women like. Instead, these technocrats, these rapey little gammas, these ugly, like literally they sound like that in Revenge of the Nerds. They end up, you know, raping. There's rapes in the movie. It's just seen as a comedy. Drugging, raping, videotaping, doing revenge porn. That was a comedy in the 80s, right? It's now reality. It's like alpha males are not allowed to make fun of gammas. And it's not a Jew thing. It's not. Nick Fuentes, these guys, those white guys in the suits, they're not Jews. It's like Ty Richards is not a Jew. As much as you want to just call everyone a Jew that acts like this, it's not true. Mexican guy tore down the LGBT flag at the church unapologetically. I'm grateful. Wish my wife, my white peeps were doing stuff like that. I'm watching whites cuck. That's why I don't call myself white. I'm not going to be part of that group. I'm American. I'm Caucasian. I have European ancestry. I'm a crusher. I'm a family man. I'm a Christian. I'm a homesteader. I am not calling myself a white guy because the white guys are all fags. All. They're literally all just like white pride. It's like, no, it's better to say Aryan. And that's been so fucked with by movies and propaganda. At least it's a tribe. It's like Aryan is this, it's had a million Netflix specials mocking it and making everybody, it triggers people. And it's, at least it's a thing. At least it's an area and a history. There is no history of white. What do whites eat? Who were whites kings? What's white's religion? When did whites come? You know, it's what the fuck? It's literally watching these people descend into mommy, just like mommy obsessed little fags. Oh, and can you do a stream with Larry Johnson? He's a bike thief, but he has tons of logos. Maybe. I don't know him, so probably not. I don't like new people anymore for obvious reasons. Fuentes acting like a socialist cat, mom broad. You are a low melanin person. Yeah, but I have a tribe. I have people. I have a history. So it's not like, I'm not just saying like there is no such thing as race. There's obviously such a thing as race. There's three major races in Europe. But it this whole white guy thing is insanely fucking compromised. It's the definition of controlled opposition. Please, BB, I can't watch the gammas anymore. Oh, no more. I'll read letters. This looks so staged. Oh, I mean, they did a whole camera pan. I mean, they did a whole, like, it looks like it was almost like staged to a degree where Nick knew where he was going to stop and he had his cues. I wouldn't be surprised at all if that was completely staged. Just friend of the Jew. Fact, I am. Because the fucking reality of the situation is it's not evil and gamma and all this shit isn't just a Jewish phenomenon. Institutionally, it's pretty bad in America and England and a bunch of countries, but like gamma tendencies are not. It's like it's a way of thinking. I know alpha Jews. I know Bravo Jews. I know Delta Jews. It's like, and I know gamma whites. And I know gamma blacks. A perfect example of a gamma male black is there's less gammas in the black community, but they're growing. They're getting infected. Blacks are usually more alpha or Bravo or Delta. But like a gamma black is who directed like Mo Betta Blues and shit like that. Even Sacrifice said no women and no kids. Even Scarface said no. Dude, every man knows no women, no kids. I mean, think about how many of the people that I've mocked and attacked over the years. How often have you ever heard me attack their kids or wives? Oh, well, you said Crowder doesn't have kids. Yeah, his wife wants kids. I'm not attacking her. John Legend is a gamma black. Eric Nimmer's not even a gamma. He's just a grifter. He's just a liar. You know, lying, Spike Lee is a gamma. Yeah. Like Eric Nimmer is just trying to get as much as he can extract from people, which isn't necessarily the same as gamma. Like, Nick Fuentes thinks he's king. He's like, I'm the king, boy. So does Ben Shapiro. Like, they're all the secret kings, and they hate alphas. They hate alphas. How fucked up would the news story be if it was like, Owen Benjamin beats the shit out of Nick Fuentes in defense of Ben Shapiro, but as he's doing it, he's yelling to the reporters, this doesn't mean I like Ben. Like, that was just confused the whole narrative. I'm a 35-year-old, 22 Rogan's tall man. I first started listening to you when you had Dave Weiss on D-Live deep inside the rabbit hole of your realm. Since then, I've started drinking milk again, not my mother's obviously, and stopped watching pornography. A few years back, a string of events led me out of the depths of my own... I accidentally ripped part of it, so I'm missing some of this. The last few years, I've been traveling around North America and Europe hunting pianos, public and private. I put hours of practice writing and sharing all at the same time. Between pianos, I play guitar. Nice, nice, nice. All right, so thank you. Nomadic Ivories Bear. All right, so he has a CD here. Nomadic Ivories. There it is. Awesome, I'll read the rest. All right. The Boy King. He's the secret king. Do you understand the insane responsibility of Alpha? It's insane. Why would anyone want that? Dear Owen, thank you for the countless hours of entertainment which cannot be repaid with Babylonian rectangles. Please accept the CD of gospel music, which I adore. This is Welcome Blitzkrieg Bear. My family's 100% German. This is a hard letter to write. I'll read more then. Well, I'll read it after. Again, this is my late grandmother who would play Tennessee Ernie Ford for me and my late sister when we were young. This is a great gospel album. It's called Tennessee Ernie Ford. I'll check it out. Thank you. And I'll read it after. And my new thing is if people get mad at that, they're like, I sing it, then they're a gamma. But I'll read that after. Thank you. I'm having a bit of a Duterte week because of all the effort I put into people who betrayed me. So if anybody's unsatisfied with how I do stuff, may I suggest the Daily Wire or America First with Nicholas Fuentes. Dear Stone, I was listening to one of your streams recently and it breathed life into what was previously a conceptual poem without its paper. Perhaps if you find some value in it, you will share it with the others. I am pleased to have chosen the path you have, and your family will be in my prayers. Warmest regards, Stu. Thank you, Stu. I'll read it after. Like, men with influence are almost like hot girls, where you have to really figure out, like, I don't want to be, you know, I just don't want to be used. You know, but it's like, I'm me. I can't change who I am. You know, I want to just give everybody a shot and be like, crushing. But it's in reality, people try to use people like me all the time. It's like, you know, just go ahead and read this 5-page letter and with, you know, and just see what everyone thinks. And then promote my website. Oh, thank you. That was very generous. Whoa. I'm so sick of fucking gammas. It's like, Ty Richards used me for money. And he can say whatever he wants. That's the reality. That's so sick. Big Bear, Merry Christmas to you and your family. Congratulations on the new baby bear. Enclosed is our Christmas letter, which you can read off air. And a Christmas gift to Analog Super Chat. Thank you, by the way. Thank you for another year of light, love, laughs, and logos. Oh, and the gravy, what's next? Gravy side? Please let the bears know about our efforts and logos. They can check out Melancholy Bears logos filled designs at shop.spreadshirt.com/bearcave. And remind them to check out Sunny Bear's YouTube channel of health tips at youtube.com/beyondhealthysunny. Logos rising, Melancholy Bear and Sunny Bear. Thank you very much. And just remember, be loyal to me. You know? None of this fucking bullshit anymore, man. It's like, I do this all the time. I'm like, bears, support each other, follow each other. No. It's like, I will still do that because that's in my nature. But like, then be loyal. Like, don't be a turncoat asshole, for real. Like, I've had a crazy week with this shit. Like, please don't do that. It's just, it ruins everything. Ruins the whole thing. You know? Pisses me off. I bought Ty's CD like two nights before all this crap. Guys, I want to be supportive, and you know my spirit. It's constantly like, support each other, follow each other. You know how many times I told people to follow Captain Cutler and Ty and Overbearers, great insights into the gospel. It's like, don't fucking turn on me. Like, don't use me. It's really bad, man. It's like, as I'm reading these, I'm like, are these people going to fuck with me? And I have a right to think that. You know? Because they do. They do use me. They do take advantage of my trust. So, like, do you want to build a community or not? Do you want to actually build a community? Like Semper Bear, right? He does all these streams. He used to be like, man, you know, you're the only person that ever talks about how, you know, fucking vaccines cause autism, and thanks for sending everyone to my stream. And now he's like, I can't be a bear anymore after Owen defended Nathaniel. It's like there's no loyalty with these people. So after everything I did, after everything, like speaking, you know what I, like the shit I get for speaking truth about vaccines, for sending people your way, no one would go to your stream. No one would know you exist. I sacrificed celebrity and wealth so that I could speak the truth. And these people use me. Not most of you guys don't, but it's like, the more I see this shit, it's like, yeah, I mean, just send everyone my way and make sure that it just ruins it. It's just like, this is why we can't have nice things. Nate made an apology video. Nate made an apology video. He's remaining loyal. I don't want anything to do with Nate. I like Sing Along Bear a lot. Nate's a gamma, in my opinion. Sorry, Sing Along Bear, but this is reality. And if you guys want to fucking bring this drama to me, this is reality, okay? He's a jealous man who lashed out at people. Apologize to everybody and say that you won't do it again so that way we can play Sing Along Bear's music. I want nothing to do with Nate. I want nothing to do with Ty Richards. I want nothing to do with Overbear, Ghost of Chris. It's like, oh, and you're the closest thing to a superstar these people have ever seen. They don't know how to handle it. It's not hard, guys. My celebrity heroes were Adam Sandler and Vince Vaughn. Adam Sandler put me in four movies, and Vince Vaughn had me be the closer of his 30-theater tour because I was such a good bravo to him. I remained loyal. I've never talked shit. I did a great job. That was one of the guys that made me want to be in comedy, watching Swingers, made all these movies growing up. This is not a big fucking deal. I'm not Vince Vaughn. As much as I've been successful in this field, it's not a big deal, guys. When these people, when their monsters emerge, money. I wasn't like that with Vince. I wasn't like that with Adam Sandler. That's why he kept putting me in stuff. I was honored to be there. I wanted to do a good job. That's why they kept using me. I would have done Vince's entire tour for free. I would have closed 30 theaters. I was his closing act. out of the four, you know, we had like, we toured with James, what's his name, from King of Queens, you know, Steve Byrne, all these guys. I was the closer because I could get the people going the biggest because of piano and I'm really good at comedy. I didn't even ask for money. He paid me because he's a good guy. None of this is new, guys. This is disgusting behavior. I'm not great at leadership, I guess, when it comes to big things like this. And it's like, if anybody is disloyal to me, get the fuck out of here. I really want to build something good. I want people that don't have a voice, young men, to be able to start businesses, have families, be heard. Semper Bear. Oh, I can't be a bear anymore because of Ghost of Green. Get the fuck out. No one wants to hear you bitch about your kids' problems all the time and then betray the very guy that helped you. It's insane. Show loyalty. Anybody that goes to Ty and those people and hits the like button when they're trashing me, my wife, it doesn't bother me like it bothers them. I know what these people do. I knew they were going to imply that Amy's cheap and that I'm a scammer. And dude, the last wave of gammas was saying that, like, Amy was having an affair with a black guy in Tacoma. They just lie all the time to sustain their delusion bubbles, right? When it becomes very obvious that they made a horrible mistake, horrible, and that they shouldn't have done all these things, do they ever come clean? Do they ever say, hey, I'm really sorry? No. Instead, they double down, triple down, quadruple down, they say. And everybody's like, why would you do that to Owen? It's like, well, because he killed a guy. And it's like, you're a great leader, Owen. There's, thank you. I don't want to even hear the drama. Tell me who to knock out, made this stop. It's fine. I'm telling you what to do. And if you don't want to hear the drama, you'll be banned. Do you think I want it? You're banned. I don't even want to hear the drama. Tell me who to knock out and made it stop. You're gone. Do you think I want to hear the drama? No one needs you. No one needs you, Whisper Bear, whatever the fuck your name was. I don't even want to hear the drama. I'm just here for free gravy. Do you think I want to talk about Sing-Along Bear's fucking stupid husband? This is insane. This is fucking madness. You guys have to help me. When they post these things, don't hit like. Don't follow them. It's hurtful, man. You want me to read more letters about how great I am and how I helped them stop watching porn, how I helped them get fucking kids and how they're trying to start a website and can I just put... Yeah, some of those guys, they just stabbed me right in my fucking back. Kind of doesn't really do it anymore for me, you know what I'm saying? I'm not here to hear the drama. Then leave. Semper Bear was too self-involved. I eventually unfollowed. He made a public statement disavowing us. For what reason? Well, you know, there's so many reasons I can't even... It's gamma. It's anybody that wants to be me has to go. It's like, oh, I just want more followers. And oh, if it wasn't for Owen, I'd have more followers. All the people... Captain Cutler used to stream at the same time as me. Semper Bear used to stream at the same time as me. I will now watch for that behavior. Before, I used to like try and send people their way. I'd be like, oh, no, I'm such a naive, trusting little fuckface. It's not good. Like when I'm saying these things, it really isn't a good quality in me. Like I'm so fucking trusting. I'm like, oh, this guy's got a site. Great. It's insane. And then they just use you up. Those guys are so lame. Yeah, well, then don't hit the like button when they trash my family. How's that sound? When they say, oh, Owen defended Sing-Along Bear's husband and he's a pedophile. Man. If you believe that that's even possible that I would do that, leave. Never be here. Publish a list. No, don't even worry about that shit. The lower people, the people that I hadn't given any attention to or power, they might have just made a mistake. It's another learnable moment, a teachable moment, right? But you know, dearest Owen, I'll read this out. Dripless Bear, I wrote you several months ago about my wife and I being unable to have a child. Our decision. All right, I'll read this after. Congrats on baby number 3. Thank you very much. I'm filled with joy with you and Amy are being blessed with another soul, and that Walter and Charlie will have another sibling. Per your recommendation, my wife and I have started watching Little House on the Prairie. I vaguely remember bits and pieces of the show from growing up, and my mom read my brother and the books at bedtime when I was young. It really is full of logos. The first episode gave me a huge reality check when their neighbor gave them cups and sweet potatoes for Christmas. Thank you, as always, for the endless entertainment, laughs, gravy, and all-around release that comes from your streams, and the wonderful community of bears that you have so viciously and rightly fostered and sculpted. It's nice to belong to a community that follows common sense rules of real-life engagement. If you wouldn't say it to someone's face in person, don't say it online. I also wanted to send you our Christmas card this year. Many blessings to you and yours. In Christ, Driftless Bear. Thank you, Driftless Bear. Yeah, we do learn from our mistakes. All right, there's people that hit the like button when Ty was on one of his meltdowns, when he was saying that I'm Charles Manson, that I won't kick out. Some of you guys are literally just retarded and don't know any better. But anybody that has had me read a letter or promote them, or anybody that I've had their back or spoken the truth about their child's illness when it affects me financially, and then you're going to call me greedy? You're going to imply that I'm a scam artist? Do you understand the social ramifications from being anti-vaccine? Semper Bear, you little coward. It's like, do you understand that I have... with hundreds of thousands of followers to the point where I'm kicked off YouTube for this. I'm kicked off YouTube for the truths I've spoken. And you're going to imply that I was at all motivated by money? You're evil. You're an evil man. Literally. This is obvious to everybody. And I know you'll never say you're sorry. I know what these people do. Ty Richards is now probably so wound up, he's going to start sending me fucking packages that are ominous. I know, I've been through this shit so many times, guys. I don't like knowing that, like, it's just, when am I going to fucking learn, man? Merry Christmas, Owen, Amy, Walter, Charlie, and baby. Melissa, thank you. Thank you for your Christmas card. Ty was doing us a favor, huh? Let's re-listen to that. I'm only going to do one more. I'm getting a little pissed off. It's been a while since I've written or sent you a super chat. Thanks for all you do. Anytime. Finish Bear, I'll read this after. Finish Bear, thank you very much. Glory to the highest. Todd, thank you, Todd. Oh, and by the way, if you ever use Jesus or God's name in my condemnation, you ever say stuff like what some of these jackasses would say, I mean, there's scripture about that shit, man. All right, I'll read some. All right, so this is Ty Richards' response to our generosity. More lies from Owen's Manson cult. I design posters for $1,000 normally. I run an agency. I did this poster for free as a fan. Amy Owen paid me 25%. I thought you just said it was free. You see the madness? Amy Owen paid me 25% of my value, $250 via Venmo, and they didn't even want to do that originally. We don't have any money, Ty. We paid you $250 to draw a goddamn bear because you asked for it. Hand-drawn bears never asked us for shit. Nobody does. I couldn't stand watching Semper Bear. He tried so hard to be you. It's insane. I understand betrayal so intensely now. I know what to look for. I'll do better. And now I can't play the yellow song until Nathan apologizes, because he's a jealous husband of his wife. It's like these men act like women more than women. All my last tour posters that I'd pay a few hundred bucks for would be to Kiwi Bear. And because she was having a child, she lost her grandmother, wonderful girl who's been in the bears for years. She was a better artist than Ty Richards. Ty Richards does Photoshop. Ty Richards takes images and just fucks with them with Photoshop. His skill set is almost worthless. Kiwi Bear would never in a million years be like, she would be humbled and awkward when I would send her money when like her kid was born or something. Ty Richards acts more like a woman than women. He has a viciousness to him, like that comes from being a male, but he's, for all intents and purposes, a woman. Hand-drawn bear doesn't do cut and paste. No, she doesn't. I'll show you something that hand-drawn bear has done. If it's on, hopefully it's on this computer. And so if any of you support any of these people that are against me and my family, like, you're doing something bad. I don't know how else to put that. There's nothing I'm going to do. I'm not going to come for you. I'll block you. But, like, you're doing something really bad. You see my trust. You see that I just read letters no matter what they say. I don't pre-screen my letters. I don't even fucking think about, like, people could send me anything. I just open them. And it gives people hope. It gives people an ability to beat addiction, to have families. It's a good quality I have. It's terrible for elevating other people sometimes. And the ties and the overbears and the cap and colors, they all speak in from the point of view of Christ. Yeah, have you noticed that? You know, they're all these church going. It's like, fuck you people. There's a reason I wasn't Christian for 20 years. If anybody wants to tell me about, you know, in the name of Muhammad, in the name of Jesus, why I'm so fucking bad, you can go fuck yourself. I am Christian, but not the way you people are. You want to overanalyze the scriptures and come up with your own twisted moral codes and then justify your betrayal and theft? Go ahead, but not here. And want to know what's going to happen? And this is sad. This is a sad reality. What's going to happen is our creativity in the bears will go down for a while and then it will go back up. This is just the winter, but it'll go down. Because people are just going to be less open. They're going to be less creative. They're going to be less hopeful. You know, this is why I don't like being an alpha. I don't like having to manage. I don't have to like fucking dealing with people's bitch outs. Their greed. People aren't going to be sending me as many songs. They're not going to be excited to create. Because there's now dollar signs attached. There's now, you know, all this shit. And for any of you that follow these people and say, oh, good, way to go. Way to go, Ty Richards. Man, you really stuck it to Owen and his family this Christmas. Man, you're really just doing Jesus's fucking. And people are saying, oh, he said fucking the same sentence as Jesus. Ty's right. He should keep subverting and destroying. And all it's going to do is make people not as creative. That's it. I'm going to play you something that hand-drawn bear did that someone like Ty Richards is incapable of doing. Because this is actual art. This is actual beauty. This comes from hope and love and faith. Ty Richards wants money. And a lot of people were telling me that he was a piece of shit. But I am a fucking sucker for a story, man. I am such a sucker. And if you send me a letter with the intention of me reading it on screen, fuck you. You can build your own websites. Bear support bear. Okay. Just not the one who started all of it. Not the one who suffered for all of it. Not the one who actually took fucking arrows from actual Pharisees for it. No, not that guy. Just these fuck faces. Kind and bear, release the lemons. We're going to do it with a hand-drawn bear. And I might have to take a breather from this whole thing. No, I won't. No, fuck that. Fuck that. But I just don't want to be bitter. I don't like being untrusting. I like seeing people for what they could be. But man, these people, these fucking gammas. Ugh, they're disgusting. And listen. If you support them, you might as well be them. And I'm not gonna do shit to you. Don't be like this fucking psychopath. And be like, huh, if anything happens to me or my family, it was Coddington or another bear promo code Owen his man's. Like, nothing's going to happen to you guys. I don't have a hit squad. The Duterte thing is a fucking joke. It's cyber. It's funny. But if you support any of these people or push any of these narratives, go. man, that one, like some of these people that I would watch supporting them, I'm like, it's heartbreaking, man. Here's Hand-Drawn Bear.
You notice that when you...
Yeah, that's not Hand-Drawn Bear, that's Bass Teacher.
You are my son.
Real quick, hey Ty, she got paid zero. And this is better than anything you'll ever make in your life. May you live 1,000 years.
You are my son. My only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine.
Okay, in contrast, here's and thank you, Hannah Barry. You, my wife loves you. Everybody loves you.
More wise for Owen Manson's cult. I design posters for $1,000 normally. I run an agency. I did this poster for free as a fan. Amy Owen paid me 25% of my
for free as a fan. We paid you $250 via Venmo.
Then they rolled the same design into T-shirt, $500.
Guys, I don't have any money. I put all that money into my fucking documentary and special.
And all of the tour assets.
Unreal.
DVD's $3,000 plus market value. I gave Owen $5,000 to design for free. And then Amy paid me $250. Owen is Charles Manson, is a cult leader who deceives endless. He's a scammer. And I don't even, Mr. Manson, we are on to you. We are on to you, Mr. Manson.
It's like, dude, fuck him. Fuck Ty Richards. Don't ever give him, dude, he is a scammer. That made me tear up. Oh, yeah. Made by Jim Bob just shed a tear because of Hand-Drawn Bear. Ty Richards is incapable of art. What is psychopath? Yeah, psychopath. And then to see, this is what really, man, it's like, it's almost like out of The Godfather. You broke my heart, was it Fredo? Look at Overbear.
Oh, after Owen Benjamin took his ban axe to his oldest friend, Captain Color.
I didn't know his name. I don't know his face. I've never met him. I made the mistake of trying to elevate him in this cold fucking world. My bad.
His ghost multiplied.
Liked by over_bear. May you live 1,000 years, you gamma freaks. Enjoy your 30 pieces of fucking promo code, you little bitch. He's on drugs. Look at how that... Dude. Look at this man of Christ. Holding up his money. His precious money! With his pedo stash. Looking at you like he... Looking at you like he wants you to pass out from drugs. Look at that face.
We're on to you. We're at...
You want to talk about hidden threats? He's making hidden threats to me. I'm not making hidden threats to him. I'm not going to do anything to these people. But I know what they're capable of, and I know they're going to keep doing Secret King shit. He would never meet me one-on-one. He would never look at me in the eye and say any of this shit. Shout out to the beautiful bears in here. Yeah, shout out to all the beautiful bears. Guys, most of this is not even affect any of you. I didn't even want to address any of this. I promise you I don't. I hate it. That's why people are like, hey, I don't even want any drama. I'm just here for the gravy. Then go. You think I want drama? Guys, I do thousands of hours of podcasts all the time, and all I do is try to build you guys up, support you guys. give you information, give you music, show you a look into my family so that you can possibly have one like that. I'm not prone to drama, guys. And when I'm taking down Nick Fuentes and shit, do you see why yet? Pedo. I didn't call him that. I don't, guys, he's also, just leave him alone. A new $250. Guys, $250 is a lot of money for art. $250 is not a small amount of money. Who the fuck do these people think they are? $250 sometimes is what I have left in a month. And yeah, I'm doing well on unauthorized. That all goes to debt. Mortgage. All of it. I paid off my wife's student debt. I paid off our credit card debt. And now I'm trying to pay off our mortgage debt. I use it to get animals, seeds, and pay off debt. I don't fucking even have $250 sometimes. And this little asshole is like, I'm worth so much more. Motherfucker, I've been the star of a movie. Like, I used to get paid $15,000, $20,000 to talk for 1 hour at a college. I gave it up to defend kids and speak truth. I actually have an incredibly high dollar amount to my skill set. Ty Richards has Photoshop and a mustache. BB, I sincerely thank you for explaining this. I was so freaking confused, man. I kept seeing their posts and I didn't know what to do. Yeah, if you were ever confused again, you will be banned. I need loyalty because this will happen again. And if you think for a second I'm capable of defending a pedophile, guys, they're only referring to Sing-Along Bear's husband who called Ty Richards' daughter a whore in one of their bitch outs. That's the entire story. And I publicly said, oh, that guy shouldn't live stream. What a psycho. Hey guys, don't watch his streams anymore. He's just a citizen, right? That's the entire fucking story. And if you turn on me for that, and if you backed any of these people, oh, we turned on Camden Color, you're all gone. If you doubted me because of that story, it's, guys, that's more preposterous than I'm a bigot, racist, homophobe. Then you have no value to me. Or this community, because you're weak. And the weak the weakest part of a wall is the weakest man with the key. And if I speak your name and try to help you and promote you and try and give you advice on family and shit and you stab me in the back, fuck you. This had to be said. $250 a week is a week's worth of groceries. I thought I was helping him. Do you know how many bears would have done that for free? How many people send me art all the time? Beautiful art. Art I have hanging on my walls. I thought I was helping him. He used that as a way to turn a knife in my back and imply that my wife was cheap. He's a sick little snake, and he's not a Jew. So fucking forget the whole Jew narrative that everything comes from the Jews. Ty Richards is a churchian Christian with kids and a wife. That's why this whole, like, are you part Jew? Are you part Jew? It's not coming from the Jews. The Jews are a protected class, which makes them very gamma tendency. Your obstacles in life are not because of Jews. And when I say that, listen, because I've paid to be able to say that the Holocaust wasn't 6 million people, that these anti-Semitism laws are bullshit. I've paid to be able to speak this truth. But I will tell you as well, it is not because of Jews that there are gamma males and there are snakes and there are liars and there's greed and there's lust. It's not. A lot of them are just bag men. And I'm glad I have that knowledge. We stand with you, brother. Thank you. Owen is super loyal to Genuine Bears. I am. I will never turn on any of you. I never have. And the longer you're with me, you know that. Because in the future, there will be lies and there will be, oh, Owen just went crazy and banned Ty Richards. Ty Richards was just a good bear who was just trying to help Owen and his family. You'll hear it. It's never going to go away. The same shit happened with Crowder. Same shit happened with Hollywood. Oh, Owen was, He was just, we were just praying. I don't turn on people to a fault, to a degree where I don't even want to read half these fucking letters today because I'm so disgusted with the lack of loyalty. I never will turn on people to a degree that's odd. Like Eric Nimmer, I refused to fucking face the reality of his scams and his lies because he was one of my guys. It's like I'm loyal to a degree where it's bad for the whole crew. That's why I don't want to be alpha. I don't want to have to discipline and ban and do all this shit. I've made it funny. The bannings are funny. People enjoy watching me do it. I enjoy banning people now, kind of, but for a while I fucking hated it. I always wanted people to learn. I thought that if they could just see the truth. No, there's sick fucks and they gotta go. Dude, Ty is a Jew though. Behavior circle glass. He's not. He's not a Jew. He sure as shit acts like a gamma. A lot of Jews act just like that. There's a bigger category. It's kind of like kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, all that shit. The big category is gamma. A lot of Jews are gamma. Those glasses, that mustache, the creepy smile, the obsession with money, the lies, the ego, the narcissism. Yes, a lot of times that's Jews, but a lot of times it isn't. It's a bigger category. It's called gamma male. And they all have to go. I have 5% left. I hope you guys enjoyed today. I'm going to run this out. I'm going to read a lot of these off camera. And if anyone has a problem with that, they can go fuck themselves. I don't feel like being used for a little while. And I will get to a point where I will be happy again to read your letters because a lot of people truly love them. And I love to be able to give people a voice that don't get a voice. Because so many of you are smarter than me. Actually, not that many, but more talented than me, better people, more knowledgeable in areas that I want to know more about. You're being squashed and silenced by really sick people. And it bothers me. That isn't fair. And I want to be the guy that lets people hear what you have to say. Okay? Because of that quality in me, I can be manipulated. And it's like, I got to figure my shit out. It was a great stream, man. Thanks for addressing this. Anytime, Anchor Bearer. But next time, don't need me to address it. Have some fucking loyalty, Anchor Bearer. Thanks for addressing it. Thanks for addressing what, Anchor Bear? What did you need addressing? I didn't destroy Sing-Along Bear's husband enough. Jesus, man. Thank you for addressing this. Sincerely, Anchor Bear. Okay, buddy. Addressing what? What exactly did I need to address besides lies? You gonna have my six, Anchor Bear, next time this happens? You gonna have my six, or you're gonna be like, they're talking shit about Owen, it's not true. That's what I need. Everything have I not been supportive, Anchor Bear? Do you require more from me? I'm asking you a question, Anchor Bear. You just said thanks for addressing this. Do you require more from me? To have loyalty for me? I got your six, man. Okay. Next time, actually do it, though. Next time, actually have my six. Next time, actually stand up for me in these situations and not wait for my explanation. Listen to pedo glasses, freak face, try and slander me as a cult leader and say my wife is cheap. All right. We love you. Mark, this is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Yeah, let's ease up on the biblical quotes for a bit. Overbearing, those guys used to do that all the time. I appreciate. All right. Anchor Bear is suspect. Yes, he is. He is suspect. Have you liked any of their posts, Anchor Bear? Did you get a little big for your britches, Anchor Bear, with your channel and 88.8 The Sleuth that I used to promote? Did you guys sit around and talk about how I was being unfair? Huh? Let me know. Let me know if the endless playing of your songs was not good enough for you, that I needed to address something. This is going to hurt creativity in the crew for a bit. Anchor Bear, he makes a lot of great music. It's hilarious. Owen nuked himself off YouTube. Unauthorized says it is hours of free content. After you pay, that is. You're banned? You think I nuked myself off YouTube? Why don't you go look? Channel been deleted. I didn't delete the channel. You're a bunch of fucking liars, man. Yeah, Anchor Bear's out. I don't need that shit. No, it's like, it sucks. Do you think I want to kick out Anchor Bear? I've been promoting this fucking guy for months. It's like, Anchor Bear brought many bears together with the Sleuth Radio. He banned all the gammas from the chat. I don't care. That's his thing. I was supporting it. This is how real men deal with gammas. Leadership 101. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. It is what it is, man. You think I want that? Anchor Bear was banning them from the live stream. Okay. Okay. I don't know. Let me know if Anchor Bear is legit. But, man, I don't like when people say thanks for addressing the situation. What situation, Anchor Bear? What situation exactly? Exactly what situation did I have to fucking address? Anchor Bear didn't say he needed this addressed. He said he appreciated it. You're missing it. You're banned. He should never need to appreciate it. We got 4%. Who else wants to get the fucking ban axe? When people slander me and lie about me, I don't need to address it. Anchor Bear is legit. Anchor Bear was actively banning ghosts. All right. It's just like, you know, Anchor Bear got your back. He didn't do anything. Okay, well, you're banned. Texas Plumbers banned. Dude, I know I sound a little paranoid, but I'm not. Trust me. Like, when you see the shit these people say about me, it's really insane. Well, looks like my brother and I are going to have to start making new bear animation. Thank you. Anchor Bear is okay. Well, he's not saying anything. Ugh. Anchor Bear is not one of them. All right. Sorry about this, BB. I know it's, yeah, it sucks. I understand why Owen is suspicious. You think? If Anchor Bear is legit, this is what will happen. He'll say he understands and he'll be cool. If he's like, how are people even coming? He's out. That's the test. And I know this seems so dramatic and unnecessary. It isn't. This gets nuts, dude. Ty will almost certainly be sending weird cryptic shit to my house. That's what they do. Okay? Anchor Bear needs to go. He's friends with Base Text. If Anchor Bear apologizes and understands, he's cool. If not, he's not. That's it. Because if you don't understand where this is coming from, that's the reality. Did Anchor Bear get offended and leave? It appears that way. I'm not wrong with most of this shit, guys. Anchor Bear, I understand. I'll be cool. All right. Hopefully that's okay. Okay. Cool. It sucks that so many gammas think they are behind a screen. Yeah, no, I know. It's like, it's the ambition, man. It's like when it's like, yeah, we're going to get together and just fuck you. Anchor Bear, whatever you need me to do, I got you. Thank you. Yeah, this could be a bonding experience for us, buddy. But just don't be one of these fucking guys. If you believe them at all, that's not good. Anchor Bear just apologized. Oh, I know. Thank you, Angus Bear. Do you want to get banned? The herd needs to be thinned. It does. There's way too many people here. BB isn't being paranoid. He's being legitimately cautious. Yes. He just apologized. I got it, Wilson Bear. I just saw it. I'm only not banning you, Wilson Bear, because I believe there's probably a delay. But, you know, when people aren't making, you know, you guys understand. Anger Bear is love but not immune. No one's immune. I'm not immune. There's more. This has to be about truth. I'm so fucking ethical. I'd ban myself if I had to. You have a big heart, baby. Slap Weasel Owen. I have Anger Bear's back. Know this. Okay, you're banned, Slap Weasel. Remove moderator. Slap Weasel is no longer a moderator. That's a disguised threat. Slap Weasel is now banned. I have Anchor Bear's back. Know this. Okay, then you're now gone. Anybody else? No, Slap Weasel just got banned. And if you don't understand why, it's just like, I have Anchor Bear's back. Know this. Okay, then you're gone. And I'm starting to suspect Anchor Bear might have to be gone too. If you guys have a little butt buddy club. Yeah, I've seen a lot of people slandering Anchor Bear, and I'm sure they're not bears. Keep it to 300. There's Slap Weasel just got banned. Yeah, he's banned. He already had a bad like. It's just Slap Weasel 2. What's happening? You're banned, Rosie Bear. This is called a purge, Rosie Bear. I would quit if I couldn't do this. You realize that? I wouldn't even be a part of this shit. If people start getting out of control and doing all this gamma stuff, I just wouldn't do it. Slap Weasel's out. It's that simple. I have Anchor Bear's back. Know that. Okay, you're now gone. Semper Bear just betrayed me. Tide betrayed me. Captain Cutler betrayed me. Don't think you're above it, man. I don't even know Slap Weasel. I've never met him. I've never met Slap. He's in a demographic of people I don't trust. Let me know if you guys are cool or not. I'm out of here, guys. All right, take it easy.